Funding for this program provided by the Thornburg Foundation, which invests in enduring solutions to help solve problems affecting people and our planet. Thank you for joining us for Issues and Answers, Ranked Choice Voting. I'm Fred Martino. Over the next half hour, we're going to learn all about ranked choice voting, which is being implemented in the Las Cruces municipal election. It's already been successfully used in Santa Fe and communities across the country. In addition to ranked choice voting, there's another topic that's important in every election that was up front recently at New Mexico State University. As Michael Hernandez reports, students are registering new voters, part of an ongoing campaign.
The right to vote is a liberty many take for granted, especially young people. While turnout rates among voters 18 to 29 increased more than any other age group in the 2018 midterms, the 36% participation rate was still the lowest among all groups. To boost those numbers, members of student government at New Mexico State University signed up new voters as part of National Voter Registration Day. The nationwide campaign prompted more than 800,000 people to register in 2018. Voter registration agent Ricardo Trejo signed up students at the Frangier Food Court. The public administration graduate student says he became a VRA to increase representation among Hispanics.
One of my main motivations to be a voter registration agent was to help out those people that don't know any English or new citizens who are underrepresented and help them and guide them through the registration process. Share information about the importance of registering to vote and to participate in our local county elections and our national elections as well.
Turnout among Hispanic voters increased by 13% in the 2018 midterms. That's a 50% improvement from 2014, according to U.S. Census data. The city has switched to ranked choice voting in its municipal elections. The process lets voters rank candidates by preference. If a candidate earns more than 50% of the vote, they win their race. But if no candidate reaches that mark, the person with the least number of votes is eliminated. Their votes are redistributed to the voter's second option. The process repeats until there's a winner. The Doñana County Clerk's Office has been educating voters about the addition for more than a year. County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin says ranked choice doesn't change the voting process. Voters can pick one candidate, or in the case of the mayoral race, rank up to 10.
I refer to ranked choice voting always interchangeably as instant runoff. People seem to have a more comfortable familiarity with runoffs because those are familiar to them. They've maybe even participated in runoff elections. And when you let people know that ranked choice voting is actually an instant runoff, it somehow eases them because change is hard and this is new. And so in that adjustment time, I'm trying to do my best to educate voters.
Animal science freshman Jessica Pedregon updated her registration from Hatch in order to vote in Las Cruces. Pedregon says she values having the right to vote as an American because her parents are Mexican immigrants.
Like, you know, those who are born here, stayed here, their parents have always been here. They have a different privilege than those who have worked to be here and earned their right to be here. So I feel like having a voice and getting to be like American and letting that voice out, making a difference and changing how our community sees things, their perspective, or just how we want to see things changed.
So I've been a part of ASNMSU for about 3 years now.
ASNMSU Director of Governmental Affairs Matthew Madrid oversaw the registration effort. As part of the county clerk-approved campaign, Madrid says students could take a pledge promising to be a dedicated voter, take part in elections, and encourage others to register.
Corbett Center Student Union is a early voting location as well as a polling place on Election Day. So we are fortunate to have an opportunity for students to very easily take part in elections. So we want to make sure that students kind of promise to themselves that they will take advantage of the opportunity that we have here thanks to the county clerk.
Madrid estimated more than 60 students registered to vote, while roughly 75 signed up last year. In a politically polarized era, Trejo says it's critical to get as many people as possible civically engaged.
Especially today, it's super important to vote because our nation is very divided. And it's causing a lot of issues internally. And what better way to participate in our democracy but to vote? Choose who you want to be your representatives at the local, at the state, at the House of Representatives, at the Senate. It's important to elect those and exercise our right to vote.
That message appears to have resonated with more teenagers in the midterms. Participation among 18 and 19-year-olds reached record high 23%, according to civic research data from Tufts University. To Madrid, the right to vote matters for several reasons, chiefly that the country was founded on it.
We declared independence a long time ago because we didn't have a say-so in what was going on in our country. So it would be a travesty if we let the same thing happen nowadays when we have that right as citizens of this great nation to take part in our democratic process and affect change on all levels of the government and directly choose how we live our lives. So I want to encourage everybody to take advantage of that opportunity that we have that not very many people around the world do.
An opportunity and a freedom these students are helping others to exercise fully. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
And joining us for the rest of the half hour is Doñana County Clerk Amanda Lopez-Askin. Amanda, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for being here. Anytime I have the opportunity to be at the most beautiful campus in the Southwest, I will absolutely be here.
All right.
So thank you for the invitation.
Well, it is great to have you here. I'm sure you must have been encouraged seeing that report on campus here, a lot of new students getting registered to vote.
I was. It was a great piece. I appreciate Matthew's very inspiring words. He's with ASNMSU, and I was here that day. And so it was great to head to all the different sites on campus to see the excitement and to see kind of an energy building up to the election.
It certainly is. And this year, we're doing this show because there is a change for our municipal election in Las Cruces. Ranked choice voting. This is not new in other places around the country and even outside the country. Australia has used this for elections for many years. But it is new in Las Cruces. So we're educating folks and we're going to take questions from our studio audience today from Facebook Live. And we also had some questions in advance by email. And we have a lot of questions already by email, so I want to get to those.
Let's get to it.
You know, we'll start with one of the big benefits that someone asked about. How much money can ranked choice voting save if it prevents the need for a runoff election?
So ranked choice voting will save the city of Las Cruces, should they have had a runoff election, approximately $100,000.
Okay. So a lot of money.
A lot of money. Additionally, the Doñana County Clerk's Office is administering their election for the first time, so they'll already save another $100,000. So it really is a win-win for them, for sure.
All right. Here's another one. Some say ranked choice voting is more inclusive in that it prevents the need for runoff elections because runoffs typically have very low turnout. What is your thought about that?
Well, what it does is it offers voters an opportunity to participate in what would be a runoff on the day of voting. So the day that they had, if it's early voting, which this year in Doñana County, is early voting starts October the 8th, or it's actually election day, which is November 5th, when they fill out their ballot, they're going to fill out their ballot like they would. They're going to pick their winner. Should they choose to rank the rest of their ballot, what they're doing is participating in a subsequent runoff election should the need arise. And the need would arise if there is 50%, if there's not 50% plus one of the majority winner.
Okay. Here's another one. Some say ranked choice voting may encourage candidates to appeal to a more representative population in the hopes of being a voter's second choice, if not their first choice. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it does seem that ranked choice voting does open up candidates who otherwise would not think that they could participate in the process, that they could not be considered a candidate. I think a great example is the very diverse field of candidates currently in our mayoral field, a lot of different backgrounds. We have people who have run before, people who have not. It'll be very interesting for sure, but that seems to be the case across the country where ranked choice voting is used. The candidates who may think, well, I don't know if I would be able to really have a chance, they somehow feel invited into the process. And part of it has to do with the fact that they can do, there's more outreach. There's more outreach to maybe communities that didn't have outreach because maybe the candidate is from that background, right? And so there also seems to be less divisive campaigning because a candidate is encouraged to, I know you're not going to vote for me, maybe you'll vote for me number two. Maybe I know your best friend is running, right? And so I know that that person has your vote. However, in a ranked choice voting situation, I'd be able to appeal to you as a second choice and or a third choice, just depending on what my views are and if they align with yours, whatever that is. But it does open that for sure.
All right. I have a note card from our studio audience. This is a question, and it says, is there a limit to the number of candidates a voter can rank?
Well, 10 is the limit, and so we happen to hit that number in this particular race.
Because but we have 10 candidates
for
mayor.
We have 10 candidates, correct.
So that's the largest number that the system can handle?
Then? Correct, and that really has to do with the logistics of the ballot.
Okay.
So that was a great question. I know one of the questions I have been asked continually is somehow there's a perspective that you can only rank 3, you can only rank 5, and that's just not true. You rank as many candidates as you want to put support behind. Now, if you don't want to put support behind a candidate for whatever reason, you don't rank them at all because any ranking shows a level of support for them. So me voting for 3 candidates and then me really not liking a candidate and voting them 10 is not helpful because that actually moves that candidate up to 4 right. And puts some level of support behind them.
Very important point to make, and we have more on this at krwg.org. You'll see ranked choice voting at the top of the page and a really great bit of information about ranked choice voting, so that it's very clear from your answer here that for some people, this may not change voting at all. If they only want to vote for one person, that's what they can do. And so that's important to note.
I think it really is because our office, your county clerk's office, as we like to say, wants you to participate. We want you to come to a polling location. We want you to head to the ballot box. We want you to vote. Now, if ranked choice voting is something that, for whatever reason, you are not necessarily comfortable with, that's what we're trying to do here, right, to make you more comfortable. But you still may want to vote for just one candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, yeah. You can do that.
Yeah,
we just want you to vote.
And it's so important, you know, because I know with municipal elections, it's not a presidential year.
Right.
Very often, turnout could be as little as just like 1 in 5 people who are eligible to vote, or even lower.
7 to 10% mm-hmm. is a lot of the numbers that fly around connected to municipal elections. And mm-hmm. so you're right, turnout is really dismal. And then if you think if there is a subsequent runoff election, what would the turnout be 45 days later?
Yeah.
It would be really probably not representative of the will of the voters. Yeah. And so this is what ranked choice voting does. It actually circles back the runoff election to election day. So voters have an opportunity to voice, to cast their vote that day.
Okay. Another question. Are you encouraging folks to utilize early voting since lines might be longer on election day if folks take a while to complete the ranked choice ballot?
We're always encouraging early voting. We want it to be convenient. We want you to have many options to vote. And New Mexico, we're really fortunate because we do have voting convenience centers. So you, as a registered voter in Doniana County, you can vote anywhere in Doniana County. And so what we hope is that between the many places you can vote for early voting and the alternate voting sites, including Corporate Center here at NMSU, we hope that you take that opportunity and that you don't have to wait. Now, last year, at least the November 2018 election, we had about half and half. Half people decided to vote during the early voting time, and half voted election day. So it was a very busy day, obviously. So any time we can reduce your wait time, we're really happy to do so. So I would encourage anyone to vote early and, know that it's off their list.
Okay. Yeah. So what preparations are being made to deal with helping folks who do wait until election day to vote when we have the largest number on a single day?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what we're doing in terms of our office staff and logistics is we're becoming fully staffed. We're training election officials. That's coming up soon. We've done targeted recruitment and hiring the last 6 months to make sure we are fully staffed, both internally and at our polling locations. We are implementing all of the new election laws that have occurred, and an adjustment needs to be made. So we've been very busy. We feel very prepared, and we feel like we are ahead of where we should be, which is great. It's a nice feeling to be a little ahead of, for sure. Although we do hope that we're very, very busy election day, and we expect that. We hope that there's more of a buzz this year around the election. I think that does have to do with ranked choice voting, as well as this being the first time that Doniana County Clerk's Office has folded in some of the municipalities, including Sunland Park and Hatch, which will also be on the ballot this year.
Yeah.
In their municipal election.
And of course, it's a consolidated election, so it allows, hopefully, for larger turnout.
Right.
In some other elections. If folks have, for instance, a Las Cruces school board
Correct.
Seat in their district, they'll see that on the ballot, where in the past that was a separate election with very low turnout.
Very,
sometimes
very low.
Like 3%.
It was very low turnout.
Yeah.
Now, and keep in mind, ranked choice voting, as you said, only affects, if you live in the city of Las Cruces within the municipality, which is really the city limits, you will see a ranked choice voting ballot. I will not. I live 4 miles outside of the city limits, so I won't see a ranked choice ballot, mm-hmm. voting ballot. Your ballot is based on your address and what you're registered at.
And, of course, it's for races where there are more than two candidates.
Right, because in a race that has two candidates, you will have one candidate that has more than 50% of the vote.
Okay.
Correct.
So, with that in mind,
yes.
Here's another question.
Yes.
Could ranked choice voting be expanded beyond municipal elections?
So, frankly, I haven't heard any discussion of any of our municipalities beyond the city of Las Cruces and Doniana County. I can't speak for municipalities across the state. I do know, based on much media that I've read, and maybe you have read, Albuquerque has considered it, and it's something they may revisit at a certain point of time. We know Santa Fe has implemented it, and they will have another ranked choice voting race this year as well. And so it's happening in places across the country. There's a push for it in certain areas, the idea being that you want an ultimate winner that has more than 50% plus one of the majority behind them on some level. And I say that because it may not be your first choice, but it could be your third or fourth, and you can live with that candidate, so to speak. You had somebody that you find acceptable to lead in a way that you find would be beneficial for your community.
Okay. So when voters turn in their ballots, will machines reject ballots that have errors, such as someone voting for more than one candidate mm-hmm. as their first choice?
Right. And so you asked earlier, can people vote for just one? Mm-hmm. So if you do input a ballot that has just one, it will not show an error because we give you that option, right?
Right.
However, if you choose, let's say you choose, I vote you, number one down the ballot, it doesn't count for five, and it'll just count for one, but it will alert the voter.
What if you vote for two different candidates mm-hmm. as the first choice? Is there a way to do that on the ballot?
There is a way to do that, but the programming and the tabulator alerts the voter if there is something that does not make sense to the machine in terms of how
okay.
it calculates it.
So it would kick it out and allow
you
to go back and fill another ballot out.
Correct. It gives
Got
you
it.
An alert, and it says whatever the error is, and then asks you again, are you sure you want to submit it? If you're not, that's fine. We spoil that ballot, and then we issue you a new ballot, and all the ballots are accounted for.
Got it. So here's another question. This is interesting. I've done this before,
yes.
and I really appreciate this even before ranked choice voting. Mm-hmm. I appreciate this opportunity. Will people be able to view their ballot online before visiting the polling place?
Yes.
Ah, good.
Yes, that's called a sample ballot. Okay. And so what you would do is head over to the Secretary of State's website. We'll also have a link on dacelections.com, which is my office's basically page that offers those options. But the Secretary of State does have a sample ballot, and based on what you put in, I pulled up my sample ballot last week and saw the races that I would subsequently be voting in whenever I choose to vote. And so then you're more comfortable. Maybe you can actually see what's on your ballot. You can do your research. You can say, actually, maybe you didn't even know you lived outside of the city limits, and ranked choice voting is not an option, because we've had that as well. People thought they lived in the municipality of Las Cruces, and they did not. So you're able to get comfortable with your ballot before you cast your ballot on Election Day.
Okay. We have some more questions from our audience here today.
Thank you, the audience.
How can transparency be ensured with ranked choice voting, considering that voters might find things confusing?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons I'm here. I think that's one of the reasons that I think we've done, I don't know, between 18 and 21 or so presentations across the community. I call it the ripple effect. So what I hope is that when I do a presentation and people ask questions and they get answers that make sense to them, what they do then is head to their friends and neighbors. And when they're asking clarifying questions, they'll say things like, no, actually, you can vote for just one person, or you can rank all 10 candidates, or if you don't support a candidate, you won't rank them at all. Answers like that as questions you've asked today. And so as much outreach as we can do, the city of Las Cruces has created a website called lascrucesrankedchoice.com that gives you a lot of the information, videos, tutorials. We're always open to head to any place to offer a presentation that will hopefully illuminate and assist voters in understanding ranked choice voting. You know, I also like to say we rank things every day. You may have wanted to wear your blue tie today, but you decided to go in and wear your red because the blue tie was a little wrinkled. You know, there's like things like that. Like, we rank things every day in terms of preference. And so it's just having to adjust it in terms of looking at candidates in terms of how you would rank, because we do it all the time.
All right.
Right.
Here's another one. What do you say to people who say that ranked choice voting takes us away from our traditional way of voting and brings in something that is foreign to people?
Okay. So I think that change is hard, and I've had many conversations across the city of Las Cruces where there have been questions and more questions in seeking clarification. And so I could say I understand. It's not necessarily easy to change the way we vote, but reality is the city of Las Cruces has chosen to do that. And so we're going to move forward and do it the best way that we know how in terms of educating voters. Also, keep in mind that you vote as you always would. You're going to pick your winner. You're going to pick that person as number one. That is a traditional way of voting. What ranked choice voting or instant runoff does is then adds the other layers of the runoff should, after that very first ranking, a candidate does not reach the 50% plus one threshold. Then it goes to an instant runoff. If you have completed your ballot, however many rankings as you choose, then you've participated in subsequent runoff elections. So although it is not the traditional way in terms of one candidate versus another, I get it. I think I understand that. It is a way that hopefully people will understand really is connected to runoff elections.
Right, and we can't emphasize enough that this is a choice, because even though you have the option, for instance, in the mayoral election, to vote for 10 different people and rank them 1 to 10,
yes,
you can also still vote for just one person, as
Correct.
You always have.
Correct.
The other thing that I didn't know until we got into preparing for this education campaign is that when you rank people, you're only helping them. You're not hurting them.
Correct.
So there's no such thing as voting, ranking a 1 and a 2 and a 10, that would be 1, 2, 3. That
correct.
Would be your top three choices,
yes.
right?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. If you, say, do 1, a 3, and a 5, then it actually goes to 1, 2, and 3, right? The tabulator reads it and we'll move those up because you have ranked them.
Right.
And so they would read your next ranking as that.
Okay. Right. So we keep getting these great questions in from our audience, and we really, really appreciate that. This question from our audience says, when was this ranked choice voting proposed and who got to decide?
Okay, so the city of Las Cruces, city councilor and mayor last year, it was May and into June, decided that they wanted to consider it. They had public input, they voted on it and approved it. Okay. So it was the city of Las
city
Cruces
Council.
In late spring, early summer of 2018.
Okay, and we, as we mentioned at the top of the show, not new to New Mexico. Santa
Correct.
Fe beat us on this. Santa Fe already has done ranked choice voting, and actually they approved it many years ago, but it took a while because they had to get the machines that could handle doing ranked choice voting.
That's correct.
So we have another question from the audience. Where does the county stand on ranked choice voting?
Well, I think you'd probably have to ask our
county
commissioners.
Where
that.
Do you stand on it?
So I think it is a really interesting way for candidates who have not traditionally been invited into the process to participate in leadership in their community. What that also does is then engage people who've not particularly maybe voted before because they see themselves in candidates. I think it's beneficial connected to the cost, right? So you cannot underscore enough, saving a few $100,000 for some of the municipalities that could mean a stoplight, you know, just depending on who implements ranked choice voting. Yeah. Currently, like you said, it is Santa Fe and it is the city of Las Cruces. Albuquerque has talked about it. I'm not sure if they're going to circle back to it, but I will administer what I need to administer. And so this year it is ranked choice voting for the city of Las Cruces.
Okay. Well, a lot of good questions today. Final thoughts on this, because we're quickly approaching the election, and anything that you want to add that folks didn't get a chance to ask or things that you think are important for folks to know other than being able to check out their ballot online before getting ready for voting, whether it's early or on election day.
Right. I would also say to check your status as a voter to make sure your address is up to date.
Sure.
Please head to nmvote.org. That's nmvote.org. You put your name, your date of birth, identifying information, and it gives you what we have on file or what the Secretary of State has on file for you connected to your address. And it tells you also, if you do your sample ballot, it'll actually tell you the races specifically. But if you want to see how you're registered, you can also do that. It's really interesting to do. I looked at my voter history and when I voted back to 1992, which is the first year I could vote, headed to date. And so I could see that I participated. And, okay.
and
so that's kind of a very interesting to look at.
What's that website again?
nmvote.org.
nmvote.org.
You can
very
also
important.
Head to dacelections.com. We have all of our early voting locations, our alternate sites, as well as all of the election day information. And just keep in mind that Thomas Brannigan this year is not a voting location.
Okay.
That has changed. That's a big one. It's now adjacent at City Hall. So the good news is it's right there.
Right
you
next
can go
door.
Next door, as well as Anthony Elementary is now at Anthony City Hall.
Doniana County Clerk Amanda Lopez Askin.
Thank you
so
Fred.
Much.
I appreciate
a fellow
the
Aggie.
All right, go Aggies.
Go Aggies. That's Issues and Answers, Ranked Choice Voting. I'm Fred Martino. Thanks for being with us.
Funding for this program provided by the Thornburg Foundation, which invests in enduring solutions to help solve problems affecting people and our planet.